This is Bob Wynn with a view from here. So, again, what do we hear from the government water managers? Gloom, more gloom, and probably some doom. That's all they really know how to say. The latest? Well, yes, we have above average precipitation, but the ground was so dry from last year that all the runoff will be absorbed and we'll have a water shortage again this year. Then there's always my favorite, when it's just dumped a ton of snow or been raining steady for 3 or 4 days, and these same water managers will say, well, you know, this won't really help the water situation. I mean, what a crock. Even one drop of water helps the water situation, but not according to the government experts. Have you ever seen one of them come out with a positive comment? Well, no. Regardless of the precipitation, regardless of whether it's early in the water year, it's always pessimism, pessimism, and more pessimism. The reason? Because as government employees, they simply are not concerned about public perception or dealing with the public. They just go on their merry little way. So, next water report. Well, St. Paddy's Day fell on Wednesday, so we'll be below average this water year. Or, nobody won the lottery last night, so we'll be below average this water year. Or maybe, I missed the sale at my favorite store, so it'll be below average this water year. What exactly is average? I could say, hey, you can buy a house in Klamath Falls for $20,000. Well, that might have been true back in 1955, but it's not today. Or I can fill up my car for just 12 cents a gallon. Well, that might have been true in 1970, but it's not today. I think it's time to start thinking about what today's average snowfall and stream flows are all about and quit comparing it to 1908 or 1920 or whenever. All in all, when the water year is done, two things will be true. One, farmers and ranchers will not have received the water they needed. And two, the Lost River and Shortnose suckers will continue to die off, and the so-called experts will still be puzzled. It's the same result we've had over the last many, many years. It's just like the spotted owl fiasco, putting aside more and more habitat with no measurable result. Why doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result? Well, that's the absolute definition of insanity. Well, there you go. And how about the two mutts we have as senators? Finally, someone in Washington, namely the Trump administration, decided enough is enough with the spotted owl and moved to reopen a big chunk of our forests that had been restricted to save the spotted owl. Now, what do our illustrious senators do? Did they celebrate opening more forest land in Oregon? Did they celebrate that much of rural Oregon would finally have access to the forest again? Well, no. They instead immediately appealed to the federal government to rescind opening the forests and instead keep it closed and locked up tight to protect the spotted owl and cripple Oregon. Who exactly do these two represent? I'll tell you, my dog has more common sense than these two, and he's got a lot more charisma, too. Nope, Klamath County will continue to bump along and not grow, primarily because the government simply can't get out of the way. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.